Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Lea.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Welcome back, everyone. Today we're dealing with the din of Achbar Shechetze Basar Vechetze Adoma. So this is fascinating, which is the Mishnah Kuf Chavav Mebez. It's a very fascinating metzias that it comes from, it's noitzer from the ground. In our current day science, we do not understand how such a thing can exist. Called spontaneous generation. We don't understand such a thing can exist. The Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayos, writes the following. It's avos achbar dafka mina ofar, achim ze miksosei basar, miksosei tit, hu misnei ea kuloi, hu sipor mefor sama oid. This creation of this achbar from the dirt, so that it's half dirt and half basar, It's a very well known. Innumerous number of people have told me about this. Rambam says something we don't understand at all. We don't understand how this can exist. But people have told me about it, so it's seemingly it exists. That's what the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos has to write about this achbar. The Tiferes Yisrael here in Boaz Ois Beis writes the following. Heard apikorsim that they made fun of this. They said that it does not exist. So the Tvershal quotes what he found in a German book, which is one of the big scientists whose name was Link. He's a Greek scientist. Psifra Nikra Orvalet. She nimsa birik hazoiz be'eret Mitzrayim b'mechoiz Tavhis Thebes. In English, v'nigas achbari b'losh Mitzrayim dipus yaklus. She hachelik shalafaneh reish v'choze v'yadav mitoarim yofe. V'achoyr v'adayin megulgalim b'rigvei oritz. At the beginning, only the first half is existing. It has a head and hands, and then only afterwards the rest of it comes into formation. So we have evidence of this thing existing. If you look in a book by Rabbi Moshe Meiselman, Torah, Chazal, and Science, in chapter 23, talks Barichas about this, how such a thing can exist and does it exist. Quotes the Rambam and the Tiferes Yisrael and other sources. He also mentions here that even the Rambam doesn't say that he ever saw it himself. The Rambam just says that other people told him about it. And he mentions a tzad here, at least, that Chazal are not actually telling us that this actually exists. Just they were dealing with the tzad, if it exists, on the tzad that it exists, what's the din of its tumah? They weren't actually telling us that the metzias of its existence. That he wants to be one of the things that he mentions here. That's Lachayr Sher from the Gemara here by Yosef Nafkuf Chav Zayin, that the Gemara learns out of a pasuk that it's mitame, that Achbar, which is not part of Verava, is mitame. It's, if there's a pasuk for it, then Bakorch, this mitzis does exist. Not that we would not need a pasuk. Another aura here in the Gemara. Gemara brings down that the drasha had savli mineyu lahavi ha'aroid. Aroid is mitame, because of a riboy of Atzov L'Mineyu. So Nishnah Melech in Perek Dalet of Shar Obis HaTumah is bothered that the Rambam leaves this out. The Rambam does not bring down that an Aroid is Mekabel Tumah, is one of the Shemoyin Nishrotzen. So Merkevet HaMishnah over there says that Rabbi Akiva holds that this Gemara is only going to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Ein Choshim L'Zera Av. Therefore, it's considered a Minzav. Because Ein Choshim L'Zera Av, you only go with the mother, and therefore it's considered a Tzav. But we hold that Choshen L'Zerav, so Mele it's no longer called the Minzav. That's the halacha, the Rambam, not like the Gemara, because we hold Choshen L'Zerav. It's a little bit fair, though, if Rabbi Akiva holds that ain't Choshen L'Zerav, why does he need a pasuk to be marbit? Tarei, it's pasuk etzav. We don't care about the father b'chlal. But we have to say that because it's a different, it looks different than etzav, so it's, even if in din in chosim zarav, because it looks different than etzav, so therefore we wouldn't know that it's etzav. We need the pasuk to be marbe that it's etzav. The Leiv Aryeh says an opposite mahalach to the Mirkevus HaMishnah to explain the Rambam. He says that because we paskin sev afilu miksaseh, for then it's posh that sav afilu miksasav. So it's posh that it's mina that sav. The Rambam doesn't need to bring it down. Paskin in Perek, oisves benoi and kisi adam, that sev afilu miksaseh, who hadn't sav afilu miksasav. So maybe let's, the Rambam, the Gemara is going to feed the tzav that we, that sev aloi miksaseh. That's why we need a riboy. But now they hold sev afilu miksaseh, so maybe we don't need a riboy for arva, that it's a type of tzav. Another point here is that Rabbi Kiva learns out from this pasuk to marbe nefilim aroid nefilim and salamandra. So Rashi says that salamandra comes from kshofim. It's noitzim mina or meati adas aide kshofim. So the Chacham Sofer asks that first you Rashi and Chagiga, then Chagiga more talks about salamandra. Rashi does not say aide kshofim, and that's a more basic question of pshat in the sugya here that pasuk using marbe. That it's a min tzav. It's, if it's not a natural creature, it only comes by day kshofim. It's very fascinating that it should be considered a min of a tzav. It doesn't exist in the natural, the way the world works. You'll never find the salamandra. If, according to Rashi, it only comes by day kshofim, then it's modern that it should be considered a min tzav. So the Chacham Sofer Lamaisa says, Divrei Pshat Lulei Divrei Rashi, the Chacham Sofer says, and salamandra comes from very hot places. It says that it grows in volcano, on volcanic mountains, and the heat, it lives in the heat, and that's where it grows and develops. So he says that one of the things that the mechashim do is that they want to get creatures from that live in different places to come to them. So they make they prepare things in a way that the creatures will want to be mischaber there. So they do is they heat up a oven for 7 years without a hadas, and the chamimus is korov liyisayda eish, ulishom mechaber masalamandra bimakoymai lahavi lakon. Therefore, the salamandra comes from its place in the volcanoes and will come here, and it's part of a rava in these furnaces. It's not that it actually comes by day kshofim. The Chacham Sofer also just adds in a beautiful pshat in the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara there says that. It's like a salamandra. Just like a salamandra that a person is puts on from the salamandra and the dam of the salamandra on him, then he can't be burnt. So to Tamini Chachomim will not be burnt in Gehenim. And afterwards the Gemara says that Peshe Yisrael also won't be burnt in Gehenim. And he learns that from his Be'ach Hazov. His Be'ach Hazov only had in it a little bit of gold and it did not get burnt, so too also Peshe Yisrael will not get burnt in Gehenim. He says the Chacham Sofer, why Rebbe Damen the Tamidei Chachamim to the Salamandra and the Peshe Yisrael to the Zbeach Azov? Interesting, the Chacham Sofer, the Tamidei Chachamim, they're Mali and Torah, so they, by them, it's the Teva that they should not get burnt, the Irish Al Gehenim. That's why it's like the Salamandra, which is a natural Metzias, that person takes in the Dam and the Salamandra, and it stops him from getting burnt. Because that's the teva of the salamandra to protect from being burnt. So even though they have mitzvahs, but because they're not moli and teira, so the teva they should be burnt from the Eish of Gehenim for their aviras. And Kosh Baruch Hu makes a nace to save them. That's like the Mizbech Azov. The Mizbech Azov, they could not have put on the dam of the salamandria because it's tamei. You couldn't put it on the kelim of the mikdash. So it was an ace that even though it was really wood and only had a little layer of gold, it was still saved. That's the ace HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes with Peshe Yisrael not get burnt that day, the ace of Gehen. One other point in the Chacham Sofer here is the Gemara concludes for the Mishnah that this is this aroid is an ace, b'seich, an ace of Poronius. So the Chacham Sofer explains what's the ace, b'seich, an ace. One, the nace is that halidu zemiza, that the nachash and the tzav, even though they're eni buran shaveh, they're able to have a child. And the second nace is that the aroid is not similar neither to the nachash nor to the tzav. It's its own min. It has no similarities to either father or mother. Normally, when you have kilayim, it has similarities either to the mother, to the father, or to both. And here, this aroid is its own min. There's no similarities either to the mother or to the father.
Tis HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it Kiyuma Shel Olam. Because Parnus and Shel Rishayim is Kiyuma Shel Olam. That to get rid of the Rishayim, that the world should run properly without the Rishayim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu here made a Neis B'Seich Neis L'Puranus. We now come to the Sugya, the Mishnah, the Sugya of Avraham and Dodo. Here you say this, Sugya. How do you say this? We'll learn from here to the end of the Perek. The more the Gemara in the Medbez, that we learn out of a pasuk, Avraham and Dodol, is not mitame Tumas Nevelis, the Gemara calls it. Tayyis says really the Pshat is Tumas Avraham and Achai. It's Lav Dafka, Kavan is Avraham and Achai. We would have thought that an Avraham and Dodol, because it's almost entirely detached from the Behema, so it already has Tumas Avraham and Achai. Kamash Malon, that no, that Kiyipol, Achiyipol, that we learn out that until it actually is entirely detached, it does not yet have Tumas Nevelis, Tumas Sefer Menachai. However, it still has Tumas Eichlin, like before in the Mishnah. Even though we consider it alive, consider it attached, it still has Tumas Eichlin. That's before in the Gemara of Shad in our Mishnah. The Gemara brings a similar din lagabi Shabbos. So they have Tumas Eichlin. And yet, Hatol Shem Misham is Chayiv. Oh. So the Shaila is, what's the gather of these two dinim? Of Avraham and Dodo Lagabi Behima, and Te'inim Shetzomku Lagabi Shabbos, Mamonashach. If it's considered attached, and that's why it does not have Tumas Nevela, is because it's so attached to the Behima, and it's Einim, if you're Te'inim Shem and Shabbos, you're Chayiv, because they're still considered attached. So why does it have Tumas Eichlin? Tumas Eichlin, Baal Chai does not have Tumas Eichlin. Abachubur does not have Tumas Eichlin. So why do these things have Tumas Eichlin? And if you consider them detached, Lagabi Tumas Eichlin, so why Lagabi Tumas Nevelis and Lagabi Shabbos, do you consider them attached? That is the question. So Bibshuta, we would say, that Avada, Alpidin, they're considered attached. And that's why there's no Tumah, and that's why your Talish and Shabbos, your Chayim, they're considered attached. But Tumas Eichlin, there's no din, there's no Gzeres HaKosov, that things that are Mechubur and Baal Chai are not Mekabel Tumah. We don't have a drasha for such a thing. Tumas Eichlin, the question is, are they Oymit V'Rachil or not Oymit V'Rachil? Most of these things, they're so much detached, they're already considered Oymit L'Achila. That would be the Pashim Shad in the Gemara. However, in the lashon of Rashi Dir Maskel of Afilu Hachi, and Rashi Dir Maskel Chayev Chatos, it's Mavur, that they have Tumas Eichlin, is because Lagabi Tumas Eichlin, we consider them as being Tolush. So it's, you can't say the nusach that we just said. We said that La'olam, for everything they're considered attached. But you could have Tumas Eichlin when things are attached, as long as it's Oymid La'achila. Rashi and Mavur, not the way, that's not the Pshat. Yeah, the Pshat is that it's considered detached. Lagabi Tumas Eichlin. It's also the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Ches, Halacha Dalet. Says the Rambam, Te'inim Shiyavshu Bi'Ibeyen, Hatoyles Mem B'Shabbos Chayiv. Aval Pi Shehein Ki Akurin Linyan Tumah. Even though Lagabi Tumas Eichlin, we look at them as being akur, as being detached, but Lagabi Shabbos Yerchayiv. Oh. So both in Rashi and the Rambam, before that the getters of Lagabi Tumas Eichlin, they are considered detached. But Lagabi Chiyuv Shabbos, or Lagabi Tumas Nevelos, they're considered attached. So very nice. Now we know that for this they're attached, and for this they're detached. But L'chor, this is an objective question. The objective question is, are they considered attached or detached? How does it change based on the dinim? So that needs explanation. But the makor of Rashi and the Rambam to say that the Lagabi Tumas Eichlin, they're considered detached. We spoke about earlier in the Perek and of Kuf Chaf Aleph, that the Brisker Rav clears, is Tumas Eichlin, is the Baal Chai or not Mekabel Tumas Eichlin, is it a din, that a Baal Chai cannot be Mekabel Tumas Eichlin, or it's practically, that it is not Oymid La'achila. The Brisker Rav brought right from the Sugi of Mefarkeses, and if our kesed is considered l'chai, a kechai l'chol devareha, and yet it's metami Tumas Eichlin. So at the Briskarav, we see that even a Baal Chai could be metami Tumas Eichlin. That was the Briskarav. However, we spoke about then a Taisus Mavur, not this way, a Taisus Mavur, that it's that a Balchai is not a Kapal Tumah. Taisus Mavur is right from Ben Pekua and from Dagim. That as long as things are Chai, they don't have Tumas Eichel. So back to Farkas, we spoke about then, that because you did a Maith that brings it Lidei Misa, and Lagabi Tumas Eichel is considered Mesa. That was a Sugi over there. But now coming back to us, now we understand why Rashi and the Rambam describe them as being detached, or describe them as being not a Baal Chai, because as long as it's part of a Baal Chai or part of a Karka, then it will not be a Kabbal Tumah. So we understand what the Makar was, but what's the Pshat? Is it attached or detached? The second question here that I want to understand is b'chlal the din of Avram Adulda, something which needs explanation. Avram Adulda, the klal is that Misa Oysa Nipul, the Einu Shchita Oysa Nipul. You have an Avram Adulda. So the Sugi here is talking about as long as the behemoth is still alive. What happens when the behemoth is no longer alive? The behemoth goes to Olam HaEmetz. What happens to the Aver? So the klal is that if the behemoth dies, Misa Oysa Nipul, so then the Aver has been the Aver Menachai. But if you shecht the behemoth, then the Aver is tar. It has no tumah b'chlal. So this also is something that needs a lot of explanation. Because when the behemoth dies, that the Aver becomes Aver Menachai means that it was detached when the behemoth was alive. If it would be Avram and Amis, it would be understandable. It means the behemoth died. So also this is not considered an Avram and Amis. But the halacha is not this way. The halacha is that it's called an Avram and Achai. It means that it was considered detached even before the behemoth died. And yet, if you shecht it, we say that it gets the heter shechita. I mean, the right is even butcher to eat, even though we asked her to be a drabona to eat, but it got the shechita. And therefore it's tar. L'ma halacha l'maisa, the Avram is tar. So manushach. Do we look at the Aver as being attached or detached before? Until now we asked the question, why is Tumas Oichlin different than Tumas Nevelos and Shabbos? Now we're asking the similar question about different dinim. The din of Aver Medodol itself needs explanation. The Gabi Misa, we look at it as being detached. And the Gabi Shchita, we look at it as being attached. How can these things coexist? So it seems that the explanation is, see a second, Makar to say this, but see that it seems that the explanation is, when you look at the Aver by itself, or these Tainim Shetzomku, you look at them, Mitaratzmam, they don't have Chiyus. Mitaratzmam, we look at it as being detached, because it's disconnected from the Chiyus. But as long as it's attached physically, hanging on by a thread, it's physically attached to the Behema, or to the ground, then it's Nitbal. It's tuffle to the ground, it's tuffle to the behema, and we're able to look at it as a chilek of the behema, or look at it as a chilek of the ground. So, again, on its own, it has no chiyus, but as long as it's mechubber, then I don its chiyus as a chilek of the chiyus of the behema. I found this part in the Egletal in Goizi Simen Chav Beis. Tell us a very interesting question. It's before in our Gemara that as long as it's somewhat attached, you could be chayiv for Toilish, you could be chai for Kaitzer. He asks from the Gemara in Shabbos of Tani Dalam and Vez. It says there that if a person's fingernails are detached, almost all, entirely detached, they're hanging on by a little bit. It's still somewhat attached. The person that tears it off in Shabbos is Potter. Potter Rav Alosser. Chazal were matter it in certain cases when it's very painful. Chazal were matter it. But Akoponim of where there's no chiyuv chatos for a person that tears off a fingernail that's mostly detached. Ask Egletal, why is it different than Kaitzer? We see in our Gemara that if it's a little bit attached, that you could still be chai for Kaitzer. Says Egletal, that the Rambam and the Ramban hold that the malach of Geizes applies even to a mesa. If your sheep is shechted, and a person now cuts off the wool from the sheep, he's still over the malacha of geizes. So says the Gleital, the malacha of geizes does not refer to detaching the chiyus from a Baal Chai. Because it applies even to a Mesa. So it's nothing to do with getting, with undoing the Chiyus. What is the Malach of Goyitzes, says Zegli Tal? Malach of Goyitzes is simply cutting off the wool from the Baal Chai. So something that's already mostly cut off, Rubei Kekuloi. So Mela, we don't see that you are detaching it. Because it's already detached. The fingernail, that's almost all detached. Because right of it is detached, so we look at that it's not considered attached. And in the Gedorim of being attached or detached, if right is off, it's considered detached. Masha'ein Kain by Malachas Koitzer is taking something off its chius, so that's attached to the ground, so its chius is from the ground. When you detach it, you're removing it from its chius. The Mela says that they tell as long as it's partially attached, then it's considered having chius. When the important point, the question at hand is, does it have chius or not chius? So it's enough with miksas to say that it has chius. Shinkin, when the question is not that of chius, just objectively, is it attached or detached? So then I say that if roiv of it is detached, then the whole thing is there detached. That's the word of Igli Tal. So Igli Tal told us that the Iker word of the sugya, that we're not here just standing on attached or detached. The real question is it alive or not alive? So when a little bit of it is attached, I can look at it as being alive, even though mitzat atzmei var it's not. Then the other Igli Tal goes a step further, which is very, very important for us. Igli Tal brings a riot to this chiluk. Says Igli Tal, Remisa oisanipu. When you have an Aver medoldol and the behemoth dies, so also the Aver is considered detached, and Aver is Aver minachai, and not Aver minamitz. So that means that obviously when we look at the Aver mitzat atzmai, we see the Aver does not have chius. If the Aver would have chius with the behemoth, then when the behemoth dies, then also the Aver would have died, and then it would be Aver minanavela, Aver minamitz, and it would not have been an Aver minachai. So the fact that mitzat oisanipu, that shows me that when you look at it in its own right, so it's not a chius. So imkein, why when a person tears it off, is he chayiv for detaching it from the behema? Haray, mitzat atzmai doesn't have chius. Elamai, there's a difference when you look at the thing mitzat atzmai, you look at it as a part of the klal of the behema. Mitzat atzmai, there's no chius. And that's why klapi meleches koizes, when roivit is detached, so you're petrified from detaching it because mitzat atzmai does not have chius. But when the naisei is a naisei of the chius of the whole, this can be shaykh to the chius of the whole. It can be nitfal and shaykh to the chius of the behemah v'cholos or to the karka by tein of shetamku b'yibayin when they're mostly detached but they're still a little bit considered attached. So mitzat atzmai does not have chius. If the noise is the chius of the karka, as part of the klal of the karka, the te'enim are considered attached to the karka. And also by the behema, when you look at the behema, which is a baal chai, so as part of the klal of the baal chai, so also the eiver has chius as part of that klal. That is the word of Igli Tal. Now, the Igli Tal there's merami is that this also is the difference between misa oisenipu, and shchita ain't oisanipul. Shchita is the chalois din. A person shechted, and that's mechal adin mesa, or shachut, and the whole behema. For instance, we see in the Gemara and the Lamed Gimel, that even though mefarkesa says kechai, but a person does a kosher shchita, it's matrim the aver minachai. Because you made a chalois din shchuta, or mesa, and the whole behema. And that's matrim the aver minachai. Hashem, Misa is not the way. Misa just happens. Misa is not, a chalosin. Whatever died, because there's no more life left. So in this, there's a difference between the din of oisanipul. What's the pshat? Pshat is, as we said, the Eivim Mitan Atzmai has no chius. When you look at the behema, so the behema b'chlolus has chius, and the chius includes also that of the Eiver. The Eiver works into the chius of the whole behema. It's a chilek. It could also be shaykh to the chius that it is by the behema. So shchita is done into the behema. It's a chalos in the behema. If you shechted the behema, it's also considered a shechita in the Eiver. Because the shechita was something that was nifa, that was tchal in the behema, and that includes anything that was part of the behema when you look at the behema as the klal of the behema. So that includes also the Eiver. That's why shechita eina oisenipul. Klapei shechita, we look at the Eiver as being part of the behema. But misa oisenipul. Misa just happens. So whatever died right now, whatever lost its chiyus, so it's considered mace. When the behema dies, and I want to know when did the Eiver lose its chiyus, the Eiver did not lose the chiyus right now. The Eiver, as an individual item, lost its chiyus when it became meduldo, not when the behema died. As we said, because when we're looking at, when our focus is on the Eiver and its own right, so it loses its chiyus right away. Just, I'm able to look at the behema as alive, and this is being chilek of a live behema. But then, when the behema dies, so the misa isn't chal in the Eiver. It's just every part of it lost its chiyus right now. The eyes lost their chiyus, the nose lost its chiyus, the tail lost its chiyus. Every part of the behema lost its chiyus right now. This Eiver that was meduldol, it really lost its chiyus earlier. Just because it no longer can define itself as a chilek of the behema. So memela, So the misa is chal in each Eiver by itself. And the misa that happened on this really happened a month ago. It didn't happen right now. That is the Lamda Shavart here of the Igle Tal to explain the sugya. So the Igle Tal has given us the klal of the difference between, of why, that even though we lost Chiyus Misa Atzmai, we're able to look at it as being alive as part of the klal of the Behem or the Karka. But the Gabe Misa, I no longer look at it that way. Once it loses the chiyus, then I don't say that I lost the chiyus when the behemah died. Rather, I say I lost the chiyus earlier. With this yisod of Eglei Tal, we can also explain the ikar vart of the sugya, the difference between tumas nevelos and tumas oichlin, which is what we started with, which yes, manavshach. That's the Mevorim Rashi in the Rambam, the vart of tumas oichlin. The reason it's makabel tumas oichlin is because we look at it as being tolush. We asked, why do we say that? Hare legabe tumas nevelois, and legabe chiv Shabbos, we look at that, it's mechuber. Pshat is, that on tumas oichlin, as we spoke about earlier in Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, there's no gzeris hakosuv, and a bal chai zan mekabel tuma. At the end of the day, the reason is because a chai is not in the matzav of achila. It's not just that people don't like to eat it, but the matzav of chiyus, it's a matter that's minutuk from achila. But there's no gzeris hakosuv that a bal chai zan mekabel tuma, it's not a din. So when I look at tumas oichlin, I have to look at the eiver mitzat atzmai. And I don't look by tumas oichlin, I don't look at the bigger picture that, well listen, the behema is alive, and the eiver is a chelik of the behema. That's only, the only time I look at the bigger picture as that of the behema is like, I be tumas nevelos. There the question is it part of the behemah or not part of the behemah? Then if the tumas eiver menachai, tumas nevela, did it lose its chiyus of the behemah? So then you look at the bigger picture. But tumas oichlin, I want to know, is this thing a food or not a food? Do I put it in my fridge or do I let it run around outside? So here, I don't know if I'm not too lumdish and say, well, if the behemah's alive, then it's alive together with the behemah. No. This thing is oimi lachila. This Eiver Mitan Atzmai has lost its chiyus, and it's oimi la'achila. Just like we said, and that misa oisa nipu, because legabe misa, I no longer look at the klal of a behema. Rather, I look at the Eiver Mitan Atzmai, and the Eiver lost its chiyus when it became meduldo. Also, legabe tumas oichlin, I look at it the same way. My focus isn't, am I going to eat the cow? My focus is, am I going to eat the leg? If the leg means that somebody does not have chiyus, then it's a food. If it would be a din that this we read in the Brisker Rav, that if there would be a din that exerts a kosov, that a bal chai is not makabel tuma, so then as long as the bal chai is alive, and this is considered in din, considered that it has chiyus, then it's not makabel tuma seichle. But because we agree, there's no exerts a kosov on this. It just at the end of the day is that it's not oimid la'achila. So if it mitzad atzma is oimid la'achila, then it could be mekabel tumas oichlin. Another point here in the Gemara, says in the Hemshech, iti yofshu hein vuk seyen pshita. So Rashi explains, what does that mean pshita? says Rashi, Pasha, that even the Gabi Shabbos, your potter. The Hainu, the whole Chiddush, that you're Chai by Shabbos, by Tainim Shetom Kubi Bein, is only when there's still some connection to the Karaka. When there's some Chiyos there. But also, if the Ukitz is also Yovish, it's also dried out, and it's Pasha, that it's considered Tolosh, even the Gabi Shabbos. Before in Rashi by Yos, this din lemaisim before also in Taisus and Shabbos and Afkuf Nunim Ebeis, even Rassel b'Mechuber. Tais says that Yofshu Hein Vuksein is Patra and Shabbos. Only by Yofshu Hein Velo Yuksein, says Taisus, it still has some unika from the Karaka. But Yofshu Hein Vuksein has no more unika from the Karaka, and you're part even the Gavi Shabbos. However, the Rambam in Perek Ches of Shabbos Halacha Dalet says Tainim She Yofshu Vuksein. Chayav hatoil lushon b'Shabbos. That your chayav your toilishim in Shabbos, and the Magen Avram, it's in Shin Lamed Vav, Sifkat and Aleph, it's Menayik from the Rambam, that is mash that even Yavshu Hein Vuksein, the Rambam is not Mechalik, how much is Yavish? It's mash that even Yavshu Hein Vuksein is still chayav on Shabbos. How did the Rambam learn Pshat in our Gemara? The Gemara says a Pshita. Says the Prima Godim, there, the Rambam explains Pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. That Yavshu Hein Vuksein, it's Peter that it's Metami Tumas Oichlin. The Shmuel said a Chiddush that Tainim Shetamku is Chayiv and Shabbos and Metami Tumas Oichlin. That Chiddush is only by Yavshu Hein Velo Yuksein. But Yavshu Hein Vuksein, it's Pasha that it's Metami Tumas Oichlin, even though you're still Chayiv and Shabbos when you're Tailish. That's Bibigodim concludes the Doichak to say this Pshat in the Gemara, but you know the Pshat in the Gemara, that's how the Ram must have learned Pshat. Kuparim, we have a machlekes here between Rashi and Tosfos mitzad echad, and the Rambam mitzad sheni, by Yofshu Hein Vuksein. Rashi and Tosfos hold that you're Patra on Shabbos, and that holds that you're Chayiv on Shabbos. According to the Magen Avraham. So you see here a chiddush in this Rambam, that even though the Maisa Lahar has no chiyos left, at all, to Yofshu Hein Vuksein, you could still be Chayiv on Shabbos. There's obviously needs explanation what the Pshat is. You have to see here, but you said in Malachas Koitra on Shabbos, and maybe we'll also get to understand Pshat in the Rambam. So my said there's a Machlokes Achreinim that the Gedra Melechas Koitzer, which is very negate our sugya. The Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Dalet, Sefkot and Yud Dalet says that the Melech of Koitzer is not that you cut off the chius of the fruits or of the tree from the ground. What's his rai? His rai is from the Gemara in Chulin of Kufchav Zayin and Beis. So, Tainim Shetamaku, they don't have any chiyus. They're dried out. Even though they're attached to the ground, they're dried out. Obviously, they lost their chiyus. So, why are you chayiv on Shabbos? Says the Dvar Avram. It's mucha that Melechas Koitzer is not because of cutting off chiyus. Rather, it's detaching something from where it grew. Most of these Tainim grew from the ground. They did grow when they were alive. They were growing from the ground. Now they're no longer alive. But they are still physically attached to the place that they grew from. And therefore there's a malacha to cut them off from the ground, and that's called malachas koitzer. That's when it's, as long as you're still considered attached. By tomku heim vi beyem, which according to Rashi and Tosfos, there's no malacha, there's no isser of koitzer. That means that they're not called detached b'chal. You might need to actually take a knife and cut them off, but they're entirely considered detached from the ground. But so the Tainim themselves do not have any chiyus, but because they're still considered attached to the ground, so then it's shaykh and the Melechas Koitzer. That's the opinion of the Dvar Avram. If you just finish the Dvar Avram, we can understand a little bit the Rambam. Rambam, we said that even by Tomku Heim Vihi Beyem, it's still shaykh Melechas Koitzer. If Melechas Koitzer would be because of detaching chiyus, by Tomku Heim Vihi Beyem, there is no chiyus. But if you did Dvar Avram, that the Melech of Koitzer is being Oiker Dover Migiduloi, uprooting something from the place that it grew, so there's Malcolm to hear, even my Tanku Heim V'Ibeyim would be Shayim Melechas Koitzer. That even the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos connected the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos say that by Tanku Heim V'Ibeyim, then it's considered detached. And it's not even called being that you're being Oiker Migiduloi. The Rambam holds that even by Tanku Heim V'Ibeyim, it's still considered that you're detaching it from the ground, and it's Shayim Melechas Koitzer. And that is the opinion of the Dvar Avram. Melechas Koitzer is not because of cutting out chius, and his rayash from our Gemara. The Zecher Yitzchak argues with the Dvar Avram. Zecher Yitzchak is brought down in the Dvar Avram, Simen Chav Hey, after Simen Chav Dalet in the Dvar Avram, where he says his Chiddush. She brings down a letter from the Zecher Yitzchak that argues with him. That's Simen Chav Hey in the Dvar Avram. The Zecher Yitzchak, Ritzel Panovitcher, is of the opinion that Loyal Melechus Koitzer is because of Hafsakas Chiyus. Our Gemara is talking about Dafka Tzomku. Says the Zecher Yitzchak that there's still Chiyus Ksas by Tzomku. And therefore, it's Shaykh and it's Melechus Koitzer. So those are two drachim of the Melech of Koitzer. But now, this Machlekes is not only Machlekes, like Abi Koitzer, but it comes out of Machlekes how to learn our sugya. The Gemara brings a raya from the member of Shmuel to the din of Avir Medulda. What's the raya? So Taisa explains, when the Gemara says, Lema Misayale, what's the tziyua? Taisa says, the Gemara is proving the point that if you're Chayim Mishum Koitzer, Then that's a raya, the way you said by us, that there's no tumas nevelis. Kozman the aver is medoldo, it's still considered attached, and there's no tumas nevelis. So just like legabe Shabbos, it's considered attached, considered mechuber. So too legabe aver medoldo is considered mechuber, and that's why as long as the name is alive, the aver is not metami mishum aver menachai. That's what Tais explains the raya of the Gemara. So, what's the chacha here? What's the gedur of Avir Medulda? Is Avir Medulda considered alive? Avir Medulda is not considered alive. Well, let's see what's going on. Legabe Shabbos, according to the Dvar Avram, Tainim Shetzamuku have no chius, but they're considered mechuber, and you could be chayim on them. So, Mamela, we take that applying that to Avir Medulda, come out the same thing. According to the Dvar Avram, Avir Medulda has no chius, but it's still considered mechuber. And as long as it's mechuber, then it does not have tumas nevelis. Like we spoke about earlier. We thought atzma yivad, it has no chiyus. But as long as it's considered a chilek of the behema, then it's not a metami tumas aver menachai. That's according to the Dvar Avram. According to the Zecher Yitzchak, the Zecher Yitzchak says that by Shabbos, the reason you're chayev for tainim shetzamaku is because they have chiyus ksas. The Korach also aver medoldo has chiyus ksas. And that's why it does not have tumas nevelis. So come out of your machlik, it's an Avir Medulda. Whether Avir Medulda is considered that it has chiyus or it does not have chiyus. That would come out in cheshbon from this machlikas. So here we have a right to this chakir of Avir Medulda. More earlier in Daftzadi Gimel. More there brings an idun whether Bei Chashilta, meaning if you get on Osher, we spoke about it in the shir there, Bei Chashilta, whether they have chiyus, whether there's an Isra Avir Medulda or not. So as Rashi explains there in the bottom of Sadi Gilma and Aleph, that they're Beitei Zohar HaMurim Begufay, but they're somewhat detached. Do they have an Isser of Avir Medulda? So the Gemara says on the top of Amidbei, Sadi Gilma Amidbeis, that Man Deshari Midoloika Mistarchon Hani Chiyus Isbehu. Because they're not Masriach, so Bakorach they have Chiyus. So it's Mavur in the Gemara that normal Avir Medulda, it does not have Chiyus, and it's Masriach. That's the Metzius of Avir Medulda. And these things, because they're not Masriach Bakorach, it's called that they have Chiyus. So it's Lachor clear in the Gemara that an regular Avir Medulda does not have any Chiyus. The Rambam writes the passage in Perakei, Maicholas Azur Zalachavov, that Bei Chashulta don't have an Isser Torah of Avir Medulda, because they have Chiyus. Chor Dvar Mefurashim, like the Dvar Avram, that Avir Medulda does not have Chiyus. But because it's attached, therefore it does not have Tumas Nevelis. Another thing that needs explanation, Lafi the Zecher Yitzchak, so why do we need a pasuk to say that there's no tumas nevelis by Avir Medulda? Bisham of Yidvar Avram, Avir Medulda doesn't have chiyus. So because it doesn't have chiyus, I would say it's already an Avir, it's an Avir Menachai. Kamashul on the pasuk tell me that it's because it's mechuber, so therefore it's tar. But if Yidvar Zecher Yitzchak, that even Avir Medulda has chiyus, so then Lachar is pasuk that it doesn't have a tumas Avir Menachai. Why do we think that it should be an Avir Menachai? It's still alive. Just like your chayim and Shabbos for Talish, so too, it's partial that it should not have tumas aver menachai. So after on this, we could have a little bit of a yishuv, which is also really another mahalach in the sugya, another idea in the sugya. There's a taste in sukkah, and of Yudalf and Benbez, give your maskal dishal finu. Taisa says there, that if you have a branch that's detached from the tree, and only the klipa, only the bark, attached, the bark of the branch is attached to the tree. But the whole branch itself, the wood part, is all really detached from the tree. it cannot get better. It will never grow again with this tree. Says Tzitzis that it's kosher for schach. You're allowed to use this for schach. The Gleital, the Kaitcher Shimon Chavbeis, asks that in this case, it's considered mechuber. That's the case of Tainu Shetam Kubi Ibehim. And it's considered mechuber Lagavi Shabbos. Hatol Shebechab Shabbos Chayiv. So once someone is chayiv for Toilet on Shabbos, it means it's called mechuber. So how could it be, what's the pshat? Lagavi Schach, you can use it for Schach. But it's called mechuber Lakark. So maybe a question on thesis. What it seems in the last thesis is that these Tainim Shetzomku, or this Yichor Shenifshach, that Tzitzis is referring to there, La'olam is called that it has Chiyus. And that's why you're Chayav on Shabbos. Shabbos is totally like the Zeicher Yitzchak, totally in Chiyus and not Chiyus. Hamai says getting Chiyus on the Karaka, and therefore, Hatol Shem B'Shabbos Chayav. But Tzchach isn't totally whether you have Chiyus or not. Tzchach is totally in whether it's Mechubar or not Mechubar. Chazal says the Mechubar is possible for Tzchach. As long as it's not mechuber, then it's kosher for schach. So this thing, when it's barely attached to the tree, so it's no longer called mechuber, Taisus holds. And therefore it's kosher for schach. But still, if you tell it on Shabbos, you're chayev, cause you are cutting off its life source. Its lemaisa is still considered that it gets mixas chiyos from the ground, like the Zecher Yitzchak said about the inim shetzamku. So you're getting some sort of chiyos in the ground, that's enough to be chayev for Shabbos. But the things that are totally in Tolush and Mechuber hasn't in Tolush. And that's why you could use it for Schach. If that's the Gedder, then you could also understand by Avram and Dodo. Avram and Dodo, according to the Zecher Yitzchak, has a mixed Schius. Latenim Shetomku. But the fact that it has Schius is loved off enough that it should not have too much Avram and Achai. Because it's considered Tolush. Just like when you have a branch in this case, you could use it for Schach. It's considered Tolush. So the Eiver is considered Tolush from the Mehema. So Neile Minasvara would have Tumas Eiver Minachai. And that's what we need a Pasuk to say, that no, it's not Tumas Eiver Minachai. That's actually the way the Zecher Yitzchak would learn the Gemara. So just to summarize, we came out of this Machlekes of Dvar Avram and the Zecher Yitzchak, that the Dvar Avram holds that Melechus Koitzer is totally on taking things out of their Mokum Gidul, not getting away their Chiyus. And his Raya, it's from Tainim, Shemtsom Kubi Ibeyan. You're chayiv, even though they do not have chiyus. We pointed out that the Rambam holds, according to the Magen Avraham, that even by Tom Kohen v'Ibeyen, you're still chayiv. Because that's still called that it's attached to the Mokum Gidul, even though it does not have chiyus. And they love the Dvar Avraham would also hold, the Gavi Avram and Duldol, it does not have chiyus, but it's considered attached. And as we spoke about that makes an efkamina between Misa is a nipol and Shchita is a nipol. When we down the thing, we said, Atzmai does not have chiyus. And that's why Misa is a nipul, because it lost its chiyus much earlier. But as if the behema has chiyus, and we can look at it that it's chai agav the behema, because it's mechuber to the behema, then it's considered that the chiyus the behema. We can also call it chai, even though it means that Atzmai has no chiyus. And therefore, the shchita takes away the chiyus of the behema and the aver, and that's why shchita eino is a nipul. That's according to the Dvar Avraham. According to the Zecher Yitzchak, we said fakert. Zecher Yitzchak holds that Melechus Koitzer is take away the chiyus. Says Zecher Yitzchak, the Tainim Shetomku B'Ibeyen also have some chiyus. Pakorchi held that also Avram and Duldol have some chiyus. And we said that actually the Nidun of the Gemara was the opposite, that even though it has chiyus, but it could still be that there's a time that it's considered detached. Like Tyson Sukkah says, that something that Tainim Shetomku B'Ibeyen would be kosher for schach. This type of level of detachment because it's considered tolush, even though it has chiyus. There's one other din that's related to this. You have to know exactly what the machlekes is, because machlekes, the Beis Yosef in the Bach, in Hilchos Tevila, Tes Beis Yod Lamed Hei, in Yeridaism and Kuf Tzariches, if a person has an Aver Medoldol, person has an Aver that's mostly detached from him, and now he wants to go to the mikvah, is the Aver itself Chaytiv Slagabi Tevila? Or is it not chaytis lagabi tefila? So it comes up in Tvarav Dam and Shulchan Aruch, then Tziv Chav Beis. Machlokes, neither whether Avram and Dodol is a chatitza lagabi tefila or not. Avada, the Shaila is related to what we've spoken about. Does it have chiyus? Is it considered attached? You have to know exactly, then in chatitza, what exactly the Shaila is over there. But this is the
the sugya of Eiver Medodo.
Now come to the next part of the Gemara, explaining the next buff of the Mishnah. The Nishchato of Behema, Hukshuru B'damea. Yishach the Behema, also the Eiver Medodo, gets Hechsher from the Shchita, according to Rav Meir, and Rav Shimon says it does not get Hechsher. So the Gemara, there are numerous ways, Drachma of the Amorayim, to explain Machlokes and whether the Behema functions as a way to bring Hechsher to the Eiver Medodo. So the Rishonim were bothered by a question. Why did the Gemara say a simple answer? The Gemara should have said that the Amorayim were Lashitasam from the second Perek, and the Flamin Gimel, the vision of the Flamin Gimel. Machlokes whether Dam is Machshir or Shchit is Machshir. Rav Meir holds that Dam is Machshir. And Meila, the Dam that's Chal on the Behema, that's on the Behema, is also connected to the Aver. Shenki and Rav Shimon holds that Shchit is Machshir, and because the Aver Medodol is usher to eat, according to most Rishonim, Rabbanon, according to the Rambam De'Araisa, but because the Lomaitz, the Aver is usher to eat, so then the Shchita doesn't work to be Machshir, the Aver. Because even though the Itzar of Aver Medodol is Rabbanon, according to Rashi and Taisus, but also the whole din of Hechshir Shchita, that Shchita's Machshir is also only in the Rabbanon. So Meila Hechshir Rabbanon does not work for, and it's something which is ushered in Midr Rabbanon. There's no the Shchita which is Machshir. The Shchita is Machshir because it makes something Roy Lachila. Here that is not Roy Lachila. We're not able to eat the Aver. So Meila the Shchita was not Machshir. So the Meisa Rev Ashi at the way end of the Gemara, the last Amorim, the Kuf Chav Ches, does say that this is the Machlokes. Rev Shimon and Rev Meir. But all the other Amorim did not say that. Why not? It's the most simple. It's all the shitasim. You don't need to make them new machliksim. Very, very simple. So a couple of drachim and rishayim to answer this question. Taisus earlier on, and the Ramban by us, they say that the Amoraim wanted to explain that even if Rav Shimon would hold that Dan would be machshir, he still held that here wouldn't be shaykh. We're not just recycling the old machlekes there. It seems like it's a new machlekes. And Rav Shimon is saying, L'taymeder of Meir, that even if I'll hold like you normally, that Dam is machshir, here I still hold that Dam will not be machshir. That is the Derech of Teis and the Ayin Gimel and Beis, and the Raman and our sugya. But Teis by us says differently. Teis says, I know that the whole sugya we can explain also referring to Hechsher Shchita. Not only to Hechsher Dam, even referring to Hechsher Shchita. What does it mean? What is words of Moshe, the first man, Dama, Rabba? Rabba says, Behema nasis yad la'aver. Coming down, Yodis is a thing when you have Dam, that's when the Dam is Machshir, the Dam landed on it, that's Machshir it. So now you have to come on to Yodis to bring that Hechshir to the Aver. But here it's the Shchita was Tchal on it. How is it connected to the Shail of Behema nasis yad la'aver? So the Tezer Rosh says the following. Migu de mahanye Shchita la Behema. Ahani nami lahachshir aiver. That was a nidoy. These are the words of Rick Vager earlier in the Fayin Gimel and Beis explaining the Pshat and Tezlin or Gemara. Tamsis tivrehim. Did he the shchita einai machshir laiver? Kevin nani machshir osir lachila. If we look at the, we look by itself, can the shchita be machshir the aiver? The answer is no. Because the mice is usher to eat the aiver, so the shchita la machshir the aiver. Miko makoim. Kevin da shchita machshir la behema. If I'm bringing into the Behema Nasis Yad, oh, the idea that Oichzai v'gadol oyle imoy, havi kula kichada, meile nechshar gamo eiver. If we were able to look at the Eiver and the Behema as one thing, then I no longer have to say that the Shchita can be machshir the Eiver. That's only when the Shchita has to be chal directly on the Eiver. But the Shchita was done on the Behema. And the Eiver is chelik of the Behema. The Eiver and the Behema are considered one. So Mimela, as long as the Hechsher of Shchita is Chal on the Behema, Mimela works for the Aver also. That's the Mahalach of Taisus. So that's why it's totally, whether the Dam is Machshir or whether the Shchita is Machshir. Both the Dam or the Shchita directly only affected the Behema, but they can indirectly affect the Aver. Question is it a Yad? Is it one? That's the question. That's Mukhal Taisus in the Gemara. Very Gishmak. However, we see here Chiddush and Yadis. If the gather of yodos is that the yad is a yoda richta of the food, that the it's the shliach, the yoda richta of the food, and when there's tumah on the yad, so kilu the tumah touched the food, or when there's hechsher on the yad, kilu the hechsher touched the food. So here we have nothing to say. What's the pshat? The behemah is a yad for the aver. So hechsher that's schar on the behemah, kilu that hechsher was on the yad also. But the hechsher of shechita doesn't work for the yad. The hechsher shechita can't be chal on an aver medulda. Because an aver medulda doesn't get hechsher shechita. The shechita is a matirit. So if the whole mahalach is that it's a tunnel to bring if the yad is a tunnel to bring that thing, that hechsher, that tumma to the food, then we have nothing to say about the aver medulda over here. It's muchach from Tesis here that's not the pshat in yad is not as a yad arichta. The other look we spoke about numerous times in this perek, that the gedra of yadus is that we look at the yad and the tumma as being one thing. It's not entirely one. It's not started for the shir. But legabe bringing tumah or taking out tumah or bringing hechsher, legabe these things are done in the yad and the oichel as being one. So meila here I say the same thing. Once there's hechsher that worked for the behema, the behema is the yad for the aver. So if hechsher works for the behema, it also works for the yad. It also works for the aver because the behema and the aver are one. Anything that happens to the yad, it also that din is chal on the oichel, because the yad and oichel are one thing. It's not if it would be that it's that the oichel is the oichel and the yad just works as the shliach to bring it, then it's not going to work. But because we're able to don it as one, so the hechsher that happened on the yad also has din hechsher legabe the aver. Man in the Rashi, we had another malach in the Gemara that even though the shechit is not matter the aver medoldol, but as we said, that's only midrabbana. And like Abi Hechsher, the Hechsher of Shechita, it's enough that it'd be matter midaraisa. Even though the whole din that Shechita is machshir is only din drabbana. But the things that the Shechita are machshir are the things that became mutter midaraisa day the Shechita. Eber medoldol, which midrabbana is usher, that's not a problem in the Shechita. So the Shechita was matter that midaraisa, and therefore it's shaykh on this, the Hechsher of Shechita. So the Rashba likes to go through this Mahalach in the Sugya. But the Ramban brings this down, but he has a Kushya Tzuma on this Mahalach. Ramban says that if we're looking at Midaraisa, is the Shechita Matir the Aver? The answer is yes. So why do we need to come out to the Din of Yadais? Push it. If you're looking at the Dam being Machshir, so the Dam only landed on the Behema, and the Aver is Medoldo, the Dam, that's considered detached. So the Dam didn't actually land on the Aver. So you have to come out to the Din of Yadais to say that the dam that's on the behema, it's kilu landed on the aver. Very nice. Or that it's oiches bagadol v'katan oile imay, oiches bagadol v'katan oile imay. That's say that they're considered one. Are they considered one or are they considered two? That's the nidai. But if we're looking what the shechita is matir, the din heter of the shechita, and we're looking midaraisa, so midaraisa, the shechita is matir, the aver medodol. Fact. So for sure it's mukshar. Why does it tell him the din of yodais? And if the aver is not a yad for the aver, then the aver won't have hechsher. Hari l'maisa the shechita was matirit. Kushya gedolah, the Ramban asks on this malach. The biggest pel is that the Rashba is a talmud of the Ramban. He saw the Ramban. He says his malach on the sugya and he goes with it, and he's not bothered at all by the Ramban's kasha. The Netziv Mereme Sarda says that he wasn't zeichet to understand the Rashba's malach on the sugya. Why do we need a din of yadas? Again, just to speak out, this is different than Taisus Mahalach in the Sugya. Taisus Mahalach in the Sugya, they're going with Hechsher Shechita, but Taisus held that we have to know is it Matir Lemaisa. Because Midrabanan it's not Matir, so the Shechita is not considered a Matir on the Aver Medoldo. Only Migu that the Shechita is Matir the Behema, so it's also Matir the Aver Medoldo. So that means the Din of Yadis. As we spoke out, the Din of Yadis is to say that they're considered one. But according to the Rashba, the Shechita isn't working on the Aver Midin Migu. The Shechita, we look at what the Shechita does midaraisa. The Shechita is matter the Aver midaraisa, and we don't care that midrabanan it's usher. So why do we need to come out to Yodais? Mamish apella. So the Chazon Ish, in his Aris and Maseches Chulin, in Yeridei Hashem in Reishi Yodalad, in Teis Zivir Maschal Umar, says that the Gedra of Hechsher Shechita is that it's considered Kehechsher Mayim. The Loya Adifa Mehechsher Mayim, through the Loshan Gemara and Daflam and Heim and Beis, that Hechsher Shechita is Kehechsher Mayim, says the Chazon Ish, it has the same dinim as Hechsher Mayim. Whenever the water would not be machshirt lemaisa, so also shechita can't be machshirt. So where did you shecht? You didn't shecht the aver. The heter is chal on the aver. But the shechita happened in the behema. You shechted the neck of the behema, not of the aver. So because lemaisa, the thing that was shechted was the behema. So ki'ilu, you poured water on the behema. So now we want to know, did that ki'ilu pouring water on the behema, does that work for the aver or not? That's totally in behema nas yad la'aver. One last point for today is Abaye. Abaye says that the machlekes is v'oichis v'katon v'ein gadol oyla imoy. Is that considered enough of a chibur? Even though you pick up the gadol, the katon comes with it. When you pick up the katon, the gadol does not come with it. Is that considered a chibur or not? So that's Abaye says the machlekes. Rabba, though, explained the machlekes was midin yodos. Why did he not explain like Abaye? Elamaya Rabba held that even though we hold that oiches be katan v'ein gadol oile imoy, that it's not considered one lagabi tumas eichlin. If we behold one lagabi tumas eichlin, we wouldn't need yodis. Pakoch Rabba holds, everyone here holds that oiches be katan v'ein gadol oile imoy is not considered one lagabi tumas eichlin. But lagabi yodis is enough. Lagabi yodis is enough that even though when you pick up the food, the yad will fall off. But it's not that you can pick up the yad and hold the food that way. You pick up the behema, the aver comes with it, and that's good enough. For the chibur between the yad and the food, we don't need that you pick up the food and the yad stays with it. It's enough to pick up the yad and the food stays with it. This is the Chazon Ish, also in his Arz and Maseches Chulin, Divrei Maaseh Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis Bebehema. Chazon Ish says that's muchach in our Gemara, that it's enough of a chibur that when you pick up the yad, the food comes with it. We mentioned in an earlier shir, the Mishnah Achrayin in the beginning of Uksin brings the Lashonis of Yishayinim is that the yad and the food need to be attached. Mishnah Achrayin says he doesn't know why. I mean, a svara, it's enough that it's mishamish the food. Why does it need to be attached? At the end, he says, the Mishnah Achrayin, that even though it does a ma'isa yad, even when it's not attached, the kais molei mayim, father holds on to the food. But yodis is not better than the chibur oichel mamish. If even if the yad would be an oichel, it would not work to be considered one, then also it can't be considered one midin yodis. That's the word of the Mishnah Achrayin. Chayim from Argamar, we see not this way. From Rabba, we see that in this case, for the chibur of oichlin, it would not be considered one. But for yodas, it's enough of a chibur. Here, when you pick up the katan, the gadol's ein oile imoy, that bakorach Rabba holds, that's not considered a chibur, the gabi tumas oichlin, to be one. But midin yodas, it can work. So, Aram the Mishnah Achrayin. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.